Good afternoon. Prepare to enter the home zone with your host, Jeff Potter, from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender. Today's show is being brought to you by Art Realty and TransNation Title. From buying to selling to maintaining your home, every aspect of home ownership is covered in the home zone on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Hey, hey, welcome to the zone, the home zone. You're on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. This is Jeff Potter, and this is your latest edition of the home zone for Tuesday, June 3rd, 2014. I am Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Alongside of me is Diane, my producer. How are you?
I'm good. You?
Very good. Boy, busy day here in the Tulip City.
It is. Holy. I've got that gas leak.
They got the gas leak going on. But just want to say, you may not know this, I'm a firefighter for the city of Zeeland. It's something that I also do.
Okay.
And Captain Tenney and the guys at Holland Fire and Holland Public Safety, they are the best in the business, and we appreciate their service. We want to make sure that everybody comes home safe. So good luck to you guys out there. But for the citizens, definitely glad that you got the best in the business on it.
And that's at Lincoln Avenue and 48th Street, so that intersection is closed for now. Nobody's been evacuated or anything, but just you won't be able to get through that area very easily.
Correct. So avoid that area, and if you're in that area, avoid smoking.
Good idea. Yeah,
clever tip there.
Yes.
So anyway, welcome back, Diane. We're glad to see you. You were off last week. You missed an exciting show.
Oh, I know I did.
But kind of an update from one of the shows. We had the City of Holland is participating in a home energy retrofit program where they're actually enabling people to do energy upgrades on their home.
Yep.
And they're piloting this program. They have spots for, and I forgive my notes, I want to say it was 80. It could
be... They're doing 25 at a time. Ask me, I do news.
Oh, well, there you go.
They're doing in increments of 25.
Right.
A first pilot program, they're expecting to have 50 people, and I heard that a lot of people have signed up for it. So they're going to start that June 15th.
Okay.
So in about less than 2 weeks.
Well, right now, the latest update from the Energy Council, there's currently 47 applicants.
Oh, okay.
So, and raising quickly. I guess they had a open house last Thursday.
Right.
That was pretty successful. And again, you know, not to sound like a broken record, but that is one of the great things about Ottawa County in this area. I think it is amazing that the City of Holland, Board of Public Works, Simcoe Energy, I'm sure Ottawa County, you jumped in there too,
right,
to get together and really do something for the citizens that just makes sense, that's just the right thing to do, not only for house values in the future and improves the area, but more so just to make people who live there right now make their lives a little better, save them some money, you know, the cost of heating and stuff like that, if you can reduce that, it can be the difference between buying groceries or not.
You know how it works. They send somebody to check your home out for energy efficiency, and they also have a program, like if you have to get a new unit, the city has a loan program for that. I don't know what the interest rate is, but once you get accepted, you would find out all that information.
Exactly. And what they do is they actually send out a HERS rater. Remember, we had Jimmy Quinn in, who there's also rebates available. And,
right.
You know, so again, just a side note, I just really wanted to recognize the city again, you know, city manager and, of course, the mayor and the city council, Ottawa County, Simcoe Energy, Board of Public Works, just really doing the right thing for people just because it's the right thing. And I think it's awesome. And I was very blessed to have them come on the show, and I told them we'd update. Again, if you're in the City of Holland and you could use some updates on your home and you want to save money, you know, give City Hall a call and find out how you sign up, because it's worthwhile.
Yeah, they call the city manager's office for the information. So
okay, so again, call the city manager. I apologize for not having the number right in front of me.
It was 355.
Oh, wow, look at this.
I call them on a regular basis.
Yeah.
355-1310.
Okay, 355-1310.
And if I'm wrong, call me up and tell me, please.
All right. And if you have questions, by the way, you're always welcome to call 616-395-1450. So what we're talking about today, we have a special guest with us. We have Rob Clark from Raymond James. Hi, Rob. How are you?
Great today. Thanks, Jeff.
Welcome to the home zone. What Rob's going to talk about, or what we're going to chat about today is, you know, in our area, we do have some folks that that own their home, but they're at a point in life when they could possibly look at transitioning, either because they want to or because of health concerns into like an assisted type living or adult or an adult care home. I'm not sure the exact correct wording or politically correct wording for it. But so that's what we're going to kind of talk about. And actually, the way this came up, Diane, is Rob is new to our area. Mm-hmm. He moved here from Florida, which
I live there.
Yeah, kind of a reverse, kind of a reverse snowbird. Decided he wanted more snow. Anyway, Rob grew up in
been
this,
here last
right,
year.
Exactly.
Well, came back for the worst winter.
Oh,
yeah,
okay, me too.
Was here.
Maybe it was your fault that the
it
worst
was,
winter
our
you
fault.
Both came.
I've
okay.
been blamed for from several people. Right.
That's my first winter here too.
Yeah. But anyway, so Rob. Rob is new in the area, and he's actually my neighbor, and so we got to talking because, again, Rob, like we were talking about the other day, we were saying there just really isn't a lot of inventory. Oh, there we go. You get your headset all set there, bud?
I just want to make sure people – there it is.
There it all is. Right. Okay, sorry about that. That's the joy of live radio, folks.
Right.
There'll be no cutting that out that actually happened. Yeah. But, no, like we were talking about the other day, Rob, there is just not a lot of inventory right here for people who are moving to this area. So that actually got me thinking, you know, we have a lot of folks that are, you know, going to be making that transition. And with you being a financial planner from Raymond James, I thought – for me, I thought it might be interesting to figure out, you know, what is a good strategy for these folks. So anyway, that's why Rob is here, and we're just, like I said, glad he's here, glad that Raymond James allowed him to come on. I know it was an extensive process to get cleared through compliance.
Yes, it always is.
just like the bank, there's lots of compliance issue. By the way, North Point Bank is an equal housing lender member, FDIC. So let's just kind of, I guess, kind of get into it a little bit here. So, you know. Now, one thing to know, folks, is we have to speak in very general terms. But one thing that Diane just told me is we'll have to speak in general terms when we come back, because in just a few moments, we'll have our first break. Can you believe how fast time goes?
So quick.
All right. Well, that's all right, though, because when we come back, we'll be speaking with Rob from Raymond James. You're listening to 1450 WHTC Holland's Hometown Station. You're in the Home Zone with Jeff Potter, North Point Bank, member FDIC. Okay, you're back on the Home Zone here on 1450 WHTC. I'm Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. We have Rob Clark from Raymond James sitting in with us today, and we're just, like I said, going to chat a little bit about, you know, you have a free and clear home, or just kind of just talk a little bit about strategies. So, as I said before going to the break, we have to speak in very general terms. Rob, as much as I'd like you to commit to how much money you could get us back, and you've just said that you wouldn't do that, which is not fair. But so in general, okay, and again, we have to kind of break this up because, as we talked about, there really is two different scenarios here. You have one scenario of people that, you know, want to go into an assisted type facility, and then you have somebody who maybe wants to but has to utilize Medicaid, right?
Correct.
Okay. So let's just kind of, we'll walk through both strategies, but in general, in a general rule of thumb, that'd probably be good. For somebody to qualify for Medicaid, they have to basically be broke.
Yeah, the rules that they set up in the state of Michigan right now is if someone needs care, which is typically a nursing home or a forced assisted living care, and they want to use Medicaid. You know, a lot of people believe Medicaid is just going to take care of them, you know, when they need the care. However, in the state of Michigan for 2014, the person going into the living center has to spend down their assets to a value of $2,000 before they can qualify. And if they're married, their spouse has to spend down 50%. To the point where they can only keep 50% of combined assets up to $117,240.
Okay, I think that's important for people to know, because again, if you're at the point where, you know, depending on what your asset profile is, if you are planning to utilize Medicare. Or is it CAID?
Medicaid.
CAID. Sorry. Okay. If you're planning to use Medicaid, again, it's good strategies to know. So
yeah, what happens is a lot of people, again, believe Medicaid is going to take care of them. They wait until the point where they need the care, and now they're told you have to spend down your assets. Well, it's a shock. It's a panic. You know, they're really stressed out about it when they hear about it after the fact. So,
So definitely should get, you know, get with an advisor and take a more proactive approach. But let's go over scenario one. So I've decided that I'm retired and I've got a house, but I want to sell my condo or what have you. And I sell it through Art Realty in Zealand, one of our sponsors, for their great flat fee rate. So I save some money immediately. But I have my condo, you know, again, I've got my assets. I'm thinking about going to like a Freedom Village, or, by the way, free plug for Freedom Village. But what does that look like? Am I doing any damage to myself financially by selling my condo and utilizing it to pay for, I guess? And again, general terms, everything's
right,
a little
right,
bit
right.
different, but as vanilla of a kind of scenario as you can, am I doing damage to myself? Am I hurting myself financially?
Yeah, and again, in general, it's going to depend on your situation and what assets you've accumulated and what you haven't and what you need to use for that. But typically when someone chooses to go to an assisted living center because they believe that it's better for them to downsize at that point, simplify life, and go to a place where, you know, basically everything they need is on, I'll call it campus, on
right.
campus. Usually, in my experience, when that has happened, they will definitely consider selling the home at that point. The home is one of the, basically the highest expense that people have. It's the biggest purchase that they make throughout their life. And using the equity in that home, even if it's not free and clear, they may have built up a certain amount of equity. It's very powerful in the planning of their transition to that assisted living center. Most people will use that. They don't want to maintain the home when they're living someplace else. They don't want to incur the extra costs associated with paying someone to maintain the home, basically. So unless they want to pass that home on to their children or some other relative, or it's super, super sentimental for some reason, the majority of people will use that as an asset to help pay for the assisted living center.
Now, I know you're not an expert in real estate law, but I just thought of something when we were talking about it. Mm-hmm. If somebody is in one of these facilities and they do have a free and clear asset like a home, and then they pass away, isn't that inheritance, because it would be deemed at that point as inheritance, isn't it taxed at that point? You may not know. I would just, like I said, it just popped up into my head. I'm not sure, but isn't there like there is a tax, isn't there?
Yeah, there's definitely a state tax. It's called an estate tax.
Yeah.
And that's something that we plan for and discuss with people when they're planning. It's called estate or legacy planning.
Right.
And that's passing their assets on to their heirs.
I see.
Or their beneficiaries. And at that point, it will get taxed. Now, there's a maximum allowance that you can avoid the estate tax on, and that changes every year. It's adjusted for inflation. But, yes, it does get considered a tax on the estate.
Yeah. Diane, too bad my mom and dad, God love them, are broke. That's why I don't know about the whole estate tax thing.
Well, my mom has a house, but she's living on Social Security.
Right, so. Yeah. I always joke and say, I will never forgive you for not being affluent. So,
would be nice.
Yeah, right? But no, it's definitely, sorry to kind of jump off track on you,
that's
Rob,
right.
there, but
that's
just
right.
kind of popped in my head where I thought, wait a minute, estate tax.
Mom and dad are smacking you later.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's all right. My dad listens to the podcast in Phoenix, so kind of neat stuff. So, I mean, yeah, definitely it all comes down to planning. So let's talk about now somebody that is going to have to use. So that's somebody who kind of makes the choice. They're going to go to the assisted living. Now, by the way, for those of you who haven't checked it out, some of these assisted living facilities are nothing short of amazing. I mean, the stuff that they do there, as far as it's just not a bunch of, you know, seniors sitting around playing checkers. And it's like, they're pretty awesome with the hot tub. They're living large. It's pretty nice. But anyway, as a sidebar, so that's somebody who's planning on it. Now, let's just talk about somebody who, you know, all of a sudden gets hit with a debilitating illness, has a stroke, what have you, and maybe they don't have a ton in assets, you know, maybe $50,000, $60,000 or less than that, and the care facility obviously would eat that up really, really quickly, so they'd be in a position to be in Medicaid.
Yes.
What kind of strategy, I guess, what do you do in that situation?
One thing that I always talk to our clients about who are getting up there in age is one strategy to use is a long-term care mm-hmm. insurance policy. And what that is it's a specific insurance policy that will cover the cost of your care in an assisted living or nursing home facility, or even some of them will cover costs of someone coming into your home and taking care of you. Now, you have to qualify for it. There are, you know, each policy has different qualifications as to what your health situation is, but that is one strategy to consider. You're kind of planning ahead at that point, mm-hmm. which is what people should do.
Right.
Head it off before it happens.
Right.
Because once the health event happens, there's no
turning back at
right,
that point.
No turning back.
The old saying is if you fail to plan, then you're planning to fail.
That's exactly right.
We're gonna hit our next break here. You're listening to the Home Zone on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. I'm Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Welcome back to the Home Zone. This is Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. You're on 1450 WHTC. We're sitting with Rob Clark from Raymond James. Rob, again, new to the area, but not new to investing, came to us from the beautiful state of Florida. Decided to come up, and then we had the worst winter ever. I don't know about not just mm-hmm. kidding, Rob. But
snowblower paid for itself in the first year.
Yeah, there you go. Tell you what, not to talk about too much about the ex-winter, but whoever had the deal with their plow guy where they just paid the one price versus the per plow, they made out like a bandit. Hopefully those guys will use that extra money and call you at Raymond James to invest in a an account.
That would be a great idea.
You like that, how we tie that in?
I like that.
Yeah, that's right. So, again, talking not a lot about a fun topic because you're talking about going into assisted living and stuff like that, but it's definitely a valid topic, and it does concern a lot of people. And now here's, again, kind of the basis of the question and where we got started on this when you and I were talking the other day was mm-hmm. because we are in the hottest market right now. And actually, condos, believe it or not, we cannot – every time they go on the market, they sell within a matter of hours. People use Art Realty in Zealand to buy their condos. But, again, so there's a shortage, and primarily people who are retired are these folks that have a lot of the condos. Mm-hmm. So my question would be is that red-hot deals right now, if they're going to sell their condo and maybe they're not going to automatically pay for the assisted living or, you know, if they're just going to kind of transition or whatever, while they're ready to go, would you recommend – okay, so fill us up a scenario. Phyllis and I would free and clear a condo. We're going to sell it. We know that we're going to go to Freedom Village or what have you. So we sell our house. We get, you know, $300,000 or whatever for our condo, whatever that dollar amount is. And we know that Freedom Village costs, I don't even know. So excuse me, the folks at Freedom Village, but let's call it $5,000 a month or whatever. Mm-hmm. But what should we do or what could we do or you know, and again, we don't want to get specific, but
right.
with that chunk of money, do we hand it right to Freedom Village or do we pay a monthly? I mean, is that specific to the homes or is there a financial strategy to with that bulk of money to kind of use that to pay for the assisted living, but maybe make some money on it in the
right.
process?
Yeah. I mean, again, dependent on the
yeah,
individual.
I know.
Okay.
Yep. The sky being blue and in the
right,
seventh,
right.
yeah, lunar setting. Yes.
So dependent, but typically I would incorporate a conservative strategy with the money at that point because, in your situation that you explained, I'm assuming all of that $300,000 over time is set aside for the assisted living costs.
Correct.
So you do not want to be in something risky that's fluctuating up and down drastically, and you could possibly lose that money. So you would want to be something that's in something, invested in something that is conservative.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe set aside a chunk of that money, definitely the first year, at a minimum the first year of the assisted living cost, set that aside in a savings account or a money market account.
Okay.
Access, can't lose it, that type of investment.
Okay.
The rest of the money, yes, we could implement an investment strategy where you would hopefully increase that amount of money over time and let it grow. Again, I mean, there are so many strategies.
I'm not going to try to, because I don't want the compliance police to call me up and arrest me. But I guess the best thing for people to do really is to give you a call to talk about it, because it is surprising to me how many people really have not spent the time to go down and meet with a financial advisor. Mm-hmm. And I mean,
a lot of people, it's not a fun topic. Some of these. You know, the main topic we've discussed today is not a fun topic to discuss, and a lot of people are nervous and scared to talk to a stranger about mm-hmm. finances. That's another topic mm-hmm. that people just don't enjoy mm-hmm. speaking to other people about. But it's more painful after the fact, or it's more painful if you're too late
mm-hmm.
and you haven't gone to talk to someone or haven't planned ahead of time. So mm-hmm. find someone that you're comfortable with, someone that you trust, and get out there and find them, because it can cost you a lot more money in the end, and it's worth the discomfort, the possible discomfort at the beginning, to set a plan in place, and you'll feel a lot better about it, and you'll be prepared.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, again, the topic to take away today is if you fail to plan, then you're planning to fail, and this is not something that you want to fail on. You worked very hard your entire life for your assets and your safety net, and you want to definitely make sure you're being a good steward of it. Now, you can reach Rob at 616-610-9772 or rob.clark@raymondjames.com. That's 616-610-9772. Rob, I'm really glad that you stopped in today. I can't believe that the show is already ready to come to an end.
So quickly, and I appreciate you having me.
So a quick half hour. And guys, by the way, you know, again, if you're in a position where you need to sell your condo or you're thinking about it, or you want to know how much your real estate's worth, give Art Realty in Zeeland a call. Give Steve and the guys a call down there. You can also go online at www.artrealty.com. This is Jeff Potter. You have been in the Home Zone here on 1450 WHTC. Again, we are North Point Bank. I should say I work at North Point Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. We'll see you next Tuesday on The Home Zone.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon for The Home Zone with your host, Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender. Today's show has been brought to you by TransNation Title and Art Realty. If you'd like to hear today's show again, go to our website for the podcast, WHTC.com, and join us every Tuesday at 12:30 for The Home Zone on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.